This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McKee. Funeral services Saturday for Iran's military chief and Iraqi military leaders drew tens of thousands to the streets of Baghdad. Iraqi Prime Minister Abdul Mahdi joined marchers in a funeral procession, many of whom chanted slogans like Death to America and America is the Great Satan. After being transported Saturday to the Iranian province of Khuzestan, the body of General Qassem Soleimani, and the leader of Iran's elite Quds force, is to be buried in his hometown. Meanwhile, cybersecurity experts say with Iran bent on revenge, a cyber attack is a non-military way to get back at the U.S., and it's something to worry about. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
From cyber attacks on our U.S. banks and other financial institutions to our infrastructure, Iran has done it before and will do it again, says cybersecurity expert Sandra Joyce of FireEye.
They need to attempt to create some symbolic or meaningful action as the revenge that they've been talking about, but it really needs to land short of provoking this full military response by the U.S.
She also says they may attack our elections with disinformation campaigns as they've done in the past.
In some cases, we've seen them actually impersonate political candidates.
I'm Julie Walker.
The United States has designated Asib al-Haq as a foreign terrorist organization, saying the Iraqi militia is a proxy for Iran. The U.S. State Department said that it was also sanctioning two of the group's leaders. Hundreds of U.S. soldiers have deployed from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Kuwait to serve as reinforcements in the Middle East amid the rising tensions following the U.S. killing of the Iranian general. It's a spokesman for the 82nd Airborne Division. He told the Associated Press that 3,500 members of the division's Quick Deployment Brigade